Morning, church. Well, I hope you had your plenty of holiday. It's so good to see you, so good to be together. Glad if you're visiting with us, you're journeying. We pray for your safety and glad you're here with us. Keep one another in your prayers. We have many traveling on this day, this week, so continue to keep them in your prayers for their safety. This morning, title the lesson, How Much Do Small Things Matter? Maybe you've heard the phrase in time to time, people come around and they'll say, oh, don't sweat the small stuff. Did Jesus ever teach that? I don't think he ever said those words, not to sweat the small stuff. In Luke 16 is where we're going to look at to start with. In Luke 16, Jesus begins the chapter with a parable. And in this parable, there's this rich man and he has a manager of his finances in his household. And it was reported to the rich man that his manager was misusing, abusing his position. And the manager got scared. And he thought, well, if my master throws me out, I've got nowhere to go and I have no means of making a living. So he thought of this scheme. And he took what was owed to his master from the others. And he said, how much do you owe? And they would tell him the amount and he would have him cut it in half. That's what you owe. And how do you think the people felt that owed to get that cut in half? And boy, they just were in fear. He said, this way, if something happens to me, they'll bring me and let me come in. He had arranged this whole thing, and he thought he had everything taken care of. But no, he didn't have everything taken care of. He revealed who he was. And that's why we read in Luke 16:10, Jesus speaks these words. He who is faithful in little things, very little things, is faithful also in much. And he who is unrighteous in a very little thing is unrighteous also in much. Listen to that. Did Jesus say, don't sweat the small stuff? You know what you learned about maybe yourself or a person? If you can't be faithful in little things, you will not be faithful in bigger things. You'll never be given the bigger things. He'll go on down to explain that the Lord will never bless you any further if you're not faithful in little things. Little things matter to God, and little things matter to Jesus. Let's take an Old Testament illustration of that, and let's look at, come back to 2 Kings chapter 5. 2 Kings chapter 5. Look at verse 1. We'll begin there. It wouldn't do you any good for me to tell you my page number because it won't be right in yours. 2 Kings 5. Now Naaman, captain of the army of the king of Aram, was a great man with his master and highly respected because by him the Lord had given victory to Aram. The man also was a valiant warrior, but he was a leper. Now the Arameans had gone into bands and had taken captive a little girl from the land of Israel, and she waited on Naaman's wife. She said to her mistress, I wish that my master were with a prophet who is in Samaria, then he would heal him of his leprosy. Verse 4. Naaman went in and told his master, saying, thus and thus spoke the girl who is from the land of Israel. Then the king of Aram said, go now, and I will send a letter to the king of Israel. He departed and took with him 10 talents of silver and 6,000 shekels of gold and 10 changes of clothes. He brought the letter to the king of Israel, saying, and now this letter comes to you. Behold, I have sent Naaman, my servant, to you, that you may cure him of his leprosy. When the king of Israel read the letter, he tore his clothes and said, am I God to kill and to make alive, that this man sending word to me to cure this man of his leprosy? But consider now and see how he is seeking a quarrel against me. Isn't it interesting? The king of Israel thought Naaman had come to pick on him. They were enemies, Aram and Israel. You come to seek a quarrel. You come to pick a fight. Verse 8. It happened when Elisha, the man of God, heard of the king of Israel had tore his clothes, that he sent word to the king saying, why have you torn your clothes? Now let him come to me. He shall know that there is a prophet in Israel. Verse 8. So Naam came with his horses and chariots and stood at the doorway of the house of Elisha. He didn't arrive just casually. He came with all of his horses, with all of these chariots, to one prophet. He's used to doing that. He's a mighty man. Verse 10. Elisha sent a messenger to him, saying, go and wash in the Jordan 7 times, and your flesh will be restored to you, and you will be clean. But Naaman was furious and went away and said, behold, I thought he would surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and wave his hand over the place and cure the leper. Notice Naaman's reaction to what the prophet had said. Elisha, here he was, standing before him. You come with all this pomp and pride. I thought he would come out and he would at least meet me face to face. And then he would wave his hands over the plates and over me and cure me of my leprosy. The problem was he thought. And then Naaman became furious. Continue on. Verse 11. Let's read it again. But Naaman was furious and went away and said, behold, I thought he will surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of the Lord his God and wave his hand over the place and cure the leper. Are not Abana and Pharpar, the rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? Could I not wash in them and be clean? So he turned and went away in rage. Now there's two words I wanted you to notice here in verse 12 and verse 11. He was furious. And he left in a rage. A man doesn't become furious and raging unless he was practicing things in his life. The very thing I want you to note, little things matter. If you're not being faithful to the Lord in little things, it's going to expose you in bigger things. And the Lord will never bless you. And here Naaman's so upset and he's so furious at Elisha, the very prophet of God. Why can't I wash in the rivers of Damascus? Those are clean, clear waters. The Jordan River in Israel, it's more muddy. It's dirty by the looks of the eye. Naaman was wanting to wash in their cleaner waters. What's the difference? Water is water. You want to die a leper? Or you want to be cleansed? You're going to listen to the word of the Lord? Or are you going to do it your way? And you keep doing it your way, your life is only going to get worse as time goes on. Look what he does. Verse 14. So he went down and dipped himself 7 times in the Jordan, according to the word of the man of God, and his flesh was restored like the flesh of a little child, and he was clean. Amazing. Doing things God's way always brings blessings. But doing things your way does not bring blessings. And so here he thought, let's do it my way. He was furious. He was enraged. Things that come about as you've practiced them in your life. Now let's take this a step further, and I'll show you that a lot of times if you and I ignore little faults in our lives, you know what's going to happen to you? Those little faults are going to expand into great faults. If you're unfaithful in little things, you're going to be unfaithful in big things, and the Lord will never bless you upon that. Come over, if you would. Let's make a New Testament application. Look at Matthew chapter 5. Matthew chapter 5. Jesus, in verses 33 through 36, is warning the Jews. Whatever you do when you make a commitment to someone, don't you swear by heaven, don't you swear by the throne of God, don't you swear by the temple, make an oath by any of that. You ever hear people do that? Oh, I promise you I'll be there. I promise you I'll do as I say. Why do we have to say that? Is it because your word can't be counted on? Here's what the Lord says about little things. Look at verse 37. But let your statement be yes, yes, or no, no. Anything beyond these is of evil. What does the Lord expect from us when we give our word? Yes is binding. No is binding. Whenever you make a commitment to someone and you tell them you'll do something, do it. It may be just a little small thing of taking a package somewhere. But you said, I'll do it. Yes is binding and no is binding in the eyes of the Lord. No matter how insignificant of a job it is, keep your word, because there are consequences if you and I don't. And I'll show you how that works out. Come over to Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5. A lot of times, you know, people have good intentions, but they don't fulfill those intentions. Give your word. Do it. No matter what. Don't start finagling like the fellow did there, the manager of the rich man. He started finagling away how he could work his way out. We make a commitment with something, and then something else better comes along, and we decide, I really don't have to go. I don't have to do that. Words matter. If you're unfaithful in little things, you will also be unfaithful in big things. Look at Galatians 5. Let's look at this one. Start down in verse 19. Now the deeds of the flesh are evident, which are immorality, impurity, sensuality, idolatry, sorcery, enmity, strife, jealousy, outbursts of anger, disputes, dissensions, factions, envying, drunkenness, carousing, and things like these, of which I forewarn you, just as I have forewarned you, that those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. What's wrong with outbursts of anger? What's wrong with being furious? What's wrong with being rage? If that's your practice, you're not going to make it. You won't inherit the kingdom of God. What's wrong with a little bit of immorality? Doing things behind the scene no one knows about except you and your house? What's wrong with that? You're not going to make it either. You better be faithful in the little things of your life. Here's why. Come over to chapter 6. Look at verse 6 here. Verse 7, excuse me. Do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, this he will also reap. For the one who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption. But the one who sows to the Spirit will from the Spirit reap eternal life. Pay attention real carefully. Sowing and reaping. You sow that little seed, what do you expect? You expect more out of that one little seed. The reaping is always greater. When you start practicing things in your life of being unfaithful, I don't keep my word, you know what's going to grow back within you? Greater ways of unfaithfulness. That's why some people, when they tell you something, you can't believe them. You know, they're not going to do what they say. They act certain ways. You know why certain people act certain ways and it's so outlandish? They're reaping what they've sown to. As the years go by, their reaping gets greater and their unfaithfulness gets greater. You can't depend on them. They're not going to be honest. You know, you hear people talk about, well, it was just a little white lie. You're unfaithful in little things. You will be unfaithful in bigger things because you're going to reap that back in your life. There's no such thing as a little lie. Little lies turn into big lies. Big lies paint you as a liar. You can't be trusted. Whenever you speak and you give your word, you want people to trust you. That's what you said. Depend on it. Your life needs to be depended upon. But you're not faithful in the little things in your life. Don't expect to get anything greater. And the opposite principle of the flesh works in the spirit. Look back at chapter 5, verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things there is no law. If you will walk after the Spirit, what are you going to reap back in your life? Need a little bit more loving? Need to find more joy? Need to find more peace? Need to find more goodness and faithfulness on your part? Faithfulness is a big word. You know, if we're going to make it to the end, we're always told, you've got to be faithful to the Lord. If you're not faithful in little things of your life, you will never be faithful in the big things of your life, and you're not going to arrive with the Lord in faithfulness. Little things matter. Of what we say, little things that we think matter to the Lord. And they ought to matter to us because we're going to reap what we've sown to. You sow after your flesh, you're going to reap that. You know, you're a person that likes to quarrel and argue. Guess what? What are you going to reap from that? Doing things behind the scenes. In your life, in your family, in your home, can be good things or it can corrupt you to the core because it only expands into evil if you're not faithful. better pay attention to what you commit yourself to. You know, a lot of times there's things come along in our lives, maybe even with our children, and we commit them to a project or something, and then about halfway through the child, I don't want to do that. Teach them. Did we give our word? Yeah, but it doesn't matter. A whole lot of other people will be there. It doesn't make any difference. You think it makes a difference to the Lord? You think it makes a difference whether or not you grow or you die? Keep your word. Do what you say you're going to do. And again, referring back to Naaman, he didn't get to be furious and rage because he practiced behind the scenes calm and peace. He got there because he's practiced for quite a while. You know, you talk about people sometimes within the church. Sometimes people will go off and they'll do something so sinful. And you look at them and you'll say, how could they do that? I knew of a place a few years ago where two elders swapped wives. I look at your faces and everybody's like, oh, you wouldn't expect that from spiritual leaders, would you? But you know what? They didn't just come up one day and say, oh, let's just swap wives. Something immoral has been being practiced in their past somewhere. And you will reap what you sow to immorality. That's how it happened. Down in Texas, where I came from, town not too far from us, there was a preacher, and he ran off with two women in the congregation, two different times. And you think, how could they do that? A preacher of God's word? It stuns us, it shocks us. But if you're unfaithful in little things, you'll be unfaithful in big things. It's going to catch you one day. It'll all catch you. You better think about the little things that you're doing, the little things that you're practicing, because you're not going to mock God. You will reap what you sow. And the sowing can be good and the reaping will be better, or the sowing can be evil and the reaping is going to catch you. That's how people get in such bad conditions. This is so vital for the church to hear. Little things matter. Especially when we're talking about our flesh and our spirit. Little things matter. Let me show you to one congregation. Even in a congregation, it matters. Come over to Revelation chapter 3. Revelation chapter 3. Here's the value of being faithful. Revelation chapter 3, verse 7. And to the angel of the church at Philadelphia write, he who is holy, who is true, and who has the key of David, and opens, and no one will shut, and who shuts, and no one opens, says this: Jesus has control. Verse 8. I know your deeds. I have put before you an open door which no one can shut, because you have a little power and have kept my word and have not denied my name. Did you notice what he said about this little congregation at Philadelphia? I know your deeds, church. And you know what I've done? I've put before you an open door, and no one's going to shut it. You can continue to grow and benefit. And you know who they were? He says, you have a little power. They weren't mighty and strong. They had just a little power, and they were using it to his glory. You've kept my word and not denied my name. Look at where it led. If you're faithful in little things, you'll be faithful in bigger things, and the Lord will open the door to the bigger things. But if you're unfaithful in little things, He can shut that door. I've got the key. I can do as I want. So you better think about the way you live and what you're practicing. Look at verse 9. Behold, I will cause those of the synagogue of Satan who say they are Jews but are not, but lie. I will make them come and bow down at your feet and make them know I have loved you. There is Jewish people in Philadelphia claiming themselves to be the people of God. And you know what he said? They lie. And you know what I can do? I'm going to make them come honor you because I'm going to let it be known that I loved you. Jesus can distinguish. He knows who he loves, and he knows of those who are him and those who aren't. And if you and I aren't going to be concerned about the little things in our life, if there's things that you're practicing and you know you need to change, oh, don't you delay, because it's only going to get worse in your life. Why do you think people leave the Lord? They didn't just wake up one morning and just say, I'm going to quit. It's been going on a long time in their life. And now, here they were at Philadelphia, just had a little power. But they were being faithful in that little power they had. Lord said, I've opened the door. No one's going to shut that door. I've got the say-so in it. No one else does. And I'm going to make those who hate you, they're going to know I love you. I make that distinguishment. Your character matters. What you demonstrate matters greatly. And I can't stress that enough. Give your word. You fulfill that word to the point. Do what you said you're going to do. When you deal with other people and practices in your life, when you know you're weak in something, move away from it. Knowing that if I keep sowing to that, I am going to reap corruption, and it's going to go to all avenues of your life. It's going to get worse for you. It's not going to get better. The Lord knows who it is and who's not being faithful and honest. So I need to encourage you this morning, be faithful in little things, because you'll be faithful in bigger things. You can't trust people who are unfaithful in little things. And their unfaithfulness will come to the front. You'll see it. Somewhere, someplace, the Lord will expose them. Be concerned. Be concerned about the little things. And I pray that helps you understand how all of this works together. He who is faithful in little things will be faithful in much. But he who is unrighteous in little things will be unrighteous in much. Jesus knows that.